plan that way?
You didn't answer. Did you answer the question? Did you do the questions on that day? So you need to say the provider is to respond in writing. What was the the questions are sent to them, and then you've got the response. Okay. Did you circulate the response to the members? So what we need is the clarities that the members have. So I will give you honorable Jarvis.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, seeing we've got to make a budget speech, I just need clarity on a few things from the department if they could assist. Chair, the first one is the framework for the Zero Hunger program. There they state there are only 2,700 household gardens planned. Why only that number, and that each of these are going to cost 5,000 rand to implement? I would just like to know how they came to that 5,000 rand. What is that going to be spent on exactly? That is 5,000 each household, and how these household gardens going to be planned? Obviously, there's got to be water and water in those areas. Can I carry on, Chair? There's another. Yes. Then, Chair, in the previous year, that was 2010-11, the department had court cases, if I recall correctly, where people under land reform, their farms had been purchased, but they had not received payment. So there was farmers were sitting on the farms waiting for the farm to be taken over, and it was something like 800 million. This is the figure that I sticks in my head. But yet nothing is mentioned in the department or any provision made for that. Then, Chair, if I may carry on, the recapitalization is going to take place. As I understand it, the annual target 2012-13 is 416 farms to be recapitalized. How much money was spent on these farms before this recapitalization is now needed? In other words, there might have been farms where a lot of money was spent and for whatever reason has failed, and now more money is going to be put in. We would like to know what is being done to really assist the farms now that failed firstly, that have failed, and now more money is going to be put in. Then, Chair, we'd also like to know, I can't get to the exact figures, but under land reform, what is the total number? I know it is here somewhere, but I've been caught a bit off guard here. On the total number of farms, now the set target was, if I recall correctly, it was supposed to be 2014, that the percentage of ground had to be purchased. How far, what is the total target? How far are we from that target? And at the rate of, I see it's only 315 or something, it's going to take years before it gets finalized. Or are all the remaining claims going to be, is it not more than 315 going to be done a year? Thanks, Chief. We can start on those things.
No, sir. I see that. I saw that in the response, they tried to deal with those, because mine was around the issue of land restitution and land reform. Oh. But in the document, they tried to break it down in terms of the question.
Okay. Can you respond that clarification?
Thank you, Chair. I will respond to the household gardens and the court cases. I will ask DTG Masango to respond on the question on the recap farms and the 2014 target. I think the context is quite important with regard to household gardens. I think it must be responded to in the context of our department being the coordinating department of Outcome 7, which is about vibrant, equitable, and sustainable rural communities and food security for all. We are not the only player there. There is Department of Health, they do household gardens. Social Development does household gardens. Department of Basic Education, they do also that. Department of Social Development. So we are, in a sense, a very small player, but we are coordinating a whole range of other departments. Now, if you are going to look at the target that we have set, it is a target we have set in relation to resources that are available at our disposal. I know the Honorable Member is raising that question in the context of understanding that there is nearly 20 million people living in communal areas who live with less than 10 rand a day. And therefore, there's a big need of this intervention. So the target we have set is very small in relation to the need, if you are talking about millions, and we're only talking about 3,000 gardens. So we have set the target in the context, one, of the resources that are available to us. What is it that we can do? But we are saying we are not the only player in that particular area. Obviously, if you assist people with these, many of these homesteads, they're not fenced off. Sometimes people don't even have a wheelbarrow. They don't even have a spade. They don't even have anything to even water the garden. So you've got to provide minimum support once-off to that particular household so that they can be able to have the means and the tools to work on their own garden. In the past, what we have stopped doing is that in the past, some of these gardens were done by other people other than the communities themselves. And we are saying, no, we can't do that because then we create dependency. If we're going to plant the gardens for them, then it means they are going to call us to help them harvest. They must plant for themselves. That is the whole idea. Then the question of restitution claims. Yes, we had a big problem in 2008, 2009, 2010. Because the commission had more claims that were processed ready to be paid than the money that was available to the department. In other words, yes, a claim was resolved, signed agreement, but we couldn't pay the landowners because we didn't have enough money. So the claims that we were settling were much bigger in number and value that the budget available to the commission could not meet that demand. We've since overcome that. We asked National Treasury in 2010 to give us 2 billion rand from land reform so that we are able to pay those debts, so that we were able we were doing a lot of, in the last financial year, in 2010-11, we paid a lot of money just settling court orders because there were quite a number of them. We have a team that is looking at the current number of court orders today. They have done an analysis of the court orders. We've got 309 court application, not court orders. The team has analyzed them. Of the 309, we are saying 30 of them we can sit down and negotiate with the landowners and see if we can't agree and settle those claims out of court. We have not made provision for that because it's a process that we are going to be embarking upon. Some of the court cases, they have got nothing to do with us being unable to pay the landowners, but they have got more to do with some landowners questioning the validity of the claims on their land. So only the court, therefore, can resolve those. So we are aware of the court cases in the pipeline. We have cleared many of the court cases that were in the system. Occasionally, one or two claims have come up in the last financial year, but we are now very strict with the officials of the department to say if a court order comes, we must know who is responsible for that court order. So I think we've addressed that. We don't have that backlog that we had in 2010-11. Masango, the other two questions.
Thanks, members. Maybe let me just give a quick background around the capitalization and development. It is a program that was started in 2009-10 financial year, where we identify approximately 1,807 farms to be recapitalized for the period of up until 2014. So far, we have assisted 640 farms as to the end of the last financial year, and we have an additional of 416 farms that are under consideration. In terms of the expenditure, we can safely say that last year we budgeted around 1.3 billion to assist these farms. However, because recapitalization and development, you need partners that are able to invest and assist the farmers who couldn't spend the entire money. But we are also pumping again additional 1.2 billion to assist the further 416 that we have identified. That was the first question. The second question around land reform, I was not sure, Chair, if the member wants statistics of the land that we have distributed so far.
Sorry, Chair, what the gentleman said, I want to know, up to date.
Okay.
So far.
With regard to the second question, in 1994, if we look at the country as a whole in terms of arable land, we had approximately 82 million hectares of white-owned agricultural land. That is when the government set its target to redistribute 30% of that particular land up until the land reform started. This constitutes approximately 24.5 million if you look at the 30% of that 82 million of land. Up to the end of the third term of this democratic state, which is, around this current financial year, 6.7 million hectares of that land, which is about 26% of the 24 million hectares have been achieved. So far, in summary, we can safely say that since May 2009, we have achieved 6.7 million hectares of the white agricultural land.
Thank you. Do you want to follow up, Gerald? Okay, thank you. I think I don't see anyone that now wants to ask anything. Thank you very much. I think now this is the end of our meeting. As I said before, that we, because the members, the permanent delegates are going to go down this week. The delegates have already indicated that they are going to be briefed on Thursday. There is also an indication that the case is and is going to be briefed on Friday. But we need something in writing that they are sure that they are. So we, the secretary, will also send that to you again. But because we need assistance in this field. Thank you very much. Thank you for the presentation. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think we're supposed to have the minutes, but according to the quorum, we don't have the quorum to do the minutes. Thank you very much. This is the end of our meeting. Thank you.